into the face of death. I told the snake to fly over there as fast as possible by squinting my eyes. I could see Raiko landing right in front of the people and Nessa. Raiko signaled the small dragons to feast on the souls of innocent people. Masa killed the first 20 with Suriken. While many of the people ran away, Raiko attacked Masa by going at him with a kunai knife. And while Masa was distracted, over 50 of the mini dragons grabbed Masa by the arms and brought him to the face of the dragon. I knew what was coming. The dragon opened his mouth to show 6 rows of ugly teeth. I saw Masa light up with bright colors, and then his body went limp, dead, soulless. "No!" I shouted. "No!" I whimpered. Then something snapped inside of me. "No!" I growled like a lion's roar. I had grown to love Masa in our time together. Raiko had taken my friend and teacher. I had to kill him. I told the snake to swoop down. When he did, I jumped off of him with a...